AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Apparently one of the political parties in the state election are using children and the curfew as one of their platforms.
Oh. Yeah, the opposition leader, Timmy Nicholls, is saying that the ALNP is going to make a 10pm ban on a lot of Queensland towns to stop the crime rate of younger kids in and about and hanging out and committing crime. And we're going, well, how's that going to stop? Let's be honest.
How's
it's been
it
going
be policed?
For years, and how's it going to be policed?
Also, it should be down to individual parents, and I often think that. I think, where's your mum, where's your dad when you see kids in the street? But, you know, it's like us growing up. They probably snuck out.
Yeah. Well, did you have a curfew when you were growing up? Well, we've all had curfews. Would a curfew? I don't think a curfew.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
I'm like you, Bridge. I don't think that's Tim Nicholls or that's a politician's role is to work out a curfew for families. It's up to the individuals and up to the kids. And, you know, as you say, for parenting, it's about the parents working out where their kid is. As you say, it's hard for you to get out of home when you were growing up.
It was Alcatraz. You could not get out. It was strict. Mum was strict. We were only allowed to go to two school dances a term. We were, all girls Catholic school. So we rebelled, but we couldn't get out. But if you weren't home in time, you could see like the ghostly figure of Mum in the up high in the window, and she'd be on the top of the stairs. And if Mum was on the top of the stairs, didn't matter what age, she'd still smack you on the bum. I think I still got one at 17. I got her. You get to bed. I was like, I'm 17.
Yeah. Well, my dad was the same. My dad was a policeman, so he had tight rules. And if he said 11 o'clock, you were home at 11 o'clock. And even if you were 10 minutes late, you'd take your time out to say, you know what, you'd stop at a phone box, even if it was reverse charges, and ring down and say, look, I'm 10 minutes late. Like, I'm going to be 10 minutes
late.
Really? My sister got caught breaking out one day out of a curfew. No, seriously, he nailed her window shut. He nailed it. The old wooden frames, just got the nails and the hammer, 10 o'clock at night, bang, 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 bang. But everybody used to break their curfews.
Yeah.
We want to know, 13, 27, 10, when you're growing up, you know, Timmy Nicholls wants to now put on a curfew on all the children around the streets. When you're growing up, did you have a curfew? Did you break it? Did you get caught? And it looks like now, like the election is a month away, but they're starting to throw things around, what they want to change. Tim Nicholls, the opposition leader, the LNP, saying, well, I want to put in a children ban from the streets after dark, a curfew in for the kids.
Mm.
Is that Tim's job?
That's a parent's job, I reckon.
I would have thought so. When we were growing up, it was all about respecting your parents.
That's right.
And if you didn't, and then if you went out and got yourselves into trouble, of course, then you had respect for the police officers, and then you would go home and get yourself into trouble, especially if the police dropped you at home. But, we've all had curfews and we've all lived by them. We've all survived. We've all got through okay. But I don't think it is a politician's role to actually put in a curfew.
No, that's right. And I think the stricter you're right, parents are, the more fear you've got, so you're going to come home at the time of curfew.
So we're asking on 13, 27, 10, did you have a curfew? And if you did, what was it? And did you ever break it?
Let's get to the phones right now.
Leon in Ashmore, did you used to have a curfew or did you ever break your curfew?
Hey guys, no, I never really had a curfew. Growing up in the 80s back in New Zealand, the old man used to say to us, always be on the last bus home, and that was at 10:30, so we were always home by 11.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
last bus.
Yeah, last tram, last bus, whatever it is.
Yeah, so if you weren't home by 11, look out. So,
I like it. That's a great curfew. Yeah. Thanks, Leon. Yeah.
Brooke in Biggera Waters, did you have a curfew or did you break it?
Actually, it's not me, it's my mum.
What?
So, when my mother was starting to date my father, my grandparents set a curfew of midnight for my mum. She had to be home by midnight. No ifs or buts. Anyway, so my grandparents are waiting up. It's the first date that my mum went on with my dad. 10:30, my mum walks through the door and my grandpa said, hang on, no, you had a curfew of midnight. She said, yeah, but I got tired, so I wanted to come home.
Oh, that's funny.
That is awesome.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brooke. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
Mick in Narang. Mick, curfew, did you break it?
I did have a curfew and I did break it and I got the repercussions from it.
Yeah, right.
My old man was a copper as well. And that was probably the best thing for me, because if I wasn't scared of him giving me a hiding, I would have run an absolute muck. I think the problem we have these days is now parents are not allowed to discipline their kids. They're scared to touch him. The kids now know it, that they can get away with anything, and that's why they go completely off the rails.
And isn't that silly that you as a parent, you're scared to touch your child, whereas a child, I was petrified of mum?
Oh, my dad. Oh, yep. My mum. I'd always... You just wait until your father gets home, and when you hear the car come up the driveway, you're just like hiding under the bed going, oh, no, here he comes.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. We need to be able to punish our kids within reason, obviously.
Yeah.
But kids are smarter than we were these days. They know they're right. They'll turn around and they'll tell anyone, oh, you can't touch me. I know you can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. They do it. They even do it in the schools to teachers
now. Yeah, they do.
Very good point, Mick. Thanks for the court.
Naming your children is a big step these days. Oh, it is any time. Sometimes the male gets the opportunity, sometimes the female. Sometimes, they decide together.
Dad named me because Mum ran out of female names. I was the sixth girl. I was supposed to be Michael.
Oh, really?
But I was the disappointment.
You look like a good Michael.
Thanks,
You'd
mate.
Be a good Michael. I don't know what my name was going to be as if I was a girl, but interesting.
Penelope,
that's what my sisters used to say my name was. But when you name your children... There's nothing worse than when you have a favourite name or a name and then somebody takes that name from you.
Don't you get me started.
I'm not a fan of Campbell Brown, who used to play at the Suns here. He had a son yesterday and he called it Boston. And it's like, oh you're kidding. Like, I don't get along. I don't like him anyway. And now it's even more reason not to like him. And
he knows you got a son, Boston.
Yeah, he knows, of course. We played footy together.
Of course.
And so I was talking to a friend yesterday about, the names of kids. And she goes, don't worry. She goes, my little girl's name's Grace, and she's only one. And she goes, I went to see a friend who had a baby, best friends, and she called her baby Grace as well. And they're only a year apart and they're best friends.
Yeah, and also what if, you have like my sister, I won't say which one, and so her friend was due before her. So whoever's
no
due before her got the rights. So Shelley was like, I just told her. anyway, it was Indy. Or Jet or something. I can't even remember the name. And a friend. So they get the naming rights. I've loved Wiley forever.
Oh, yeah.
But a friend of mine didn't know that. Like, no one really knew. Yeah. And then, God bless her, she called her little boy Wiley, beautiful little boy. Now...
You can't.
Oh, well, I mean, what's happening in the baby stakes anyway? You kind of need another person. So, I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's annoying.
We do want to know, 13, 27, 10, when has somebody kind of like, not stolen the name, but used it, just annoyed you after you've named your child or you had a name planned and then somebody you know has taken that name that is just like, you know what, you don't need to do it.
Some of them blatantly do it.
Yeah, this is the name that I picked.
Yeah, they blatantly, and they'll never admit it.
Yeah, no, they won't admit it, but we want you to admit it.
I'm offering up some tickets too for this. Paul Kelly, Gold FM presenting Paul Kelly Saturday, 11 November.
Oh, that was my other name, Paul, for a boy.
That's Remembrance Day too. Paul Kelly, Remembrance Day at River Stage, Brisbane. Tickets on sale now from ticketmaster.com.au. We're talking about names, baby names getting stolen.
Oh. Yeah. No, well, a guy that I didn't really get along with, well, I don't get along with, played footy with him, and he's named his son Boston. And I'm like, oh, did you have to? Like, really? And then talking to one of Cherie's friends, she's only got a young daughter who's Grace, only a year old, and her friend, best friends, named her daughter exactly the same name. So, and it's like, you know what? You've got to have a little bit of leeway between... names. I don't know, it's not your name, but you don't want people stealing your favourite names.
People get very protective. Here's Charlotte from Sex and the City when she goes to a baby shower and they reveal the mother's name for the baby.
Yeah, relax, because once little Todd Shayla comes around, you'll never stop cleaning up.
Shayla? Did you say Shayla?
It's so unique, isn't it?
It's so my name.
I thought your name was Charlotte.
No, it's not my name. It's my name. My secret baby name that I made up when I was 11 years old for my daughter when I had her. I told you. Don't tell me you don't remember.
Oh, see?
She remembered. She
remembers.
Stole it.
Did so, 100%.
Here's some calls.
Karen in Helensvale, what's the situation? Did you have somebody steal the name from you or?
Well, no, I haven't had them steal a name, but I am a little concerned that when the husband builds a house and his name happens to be Jack, all of a sudden these people are naming their new babies Jack. I'm just wanting to know what the connection is. And secondly, has anyone named their kid Herb after Herb?
Oh, your boy, yeah. Our fishing reporter Herb. Now, his real name, let's expose it. His real name's Brad, but he loved Herbie the love bug, didn't he?
Herbie after the love bugger. So he used to call it Herbie the love bugger.
Well, we can say one thing. We can officially say one thing. There is only one Herb.
There is only one Herb.
Unique.
Thanks, Karen.
Chris in Varsity Lakes, have you had a name stolen?
Yeah, I do. I have two sisters that have the same name for their daughters.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah, way. And I'm talking first name and second name.
Wow. Oh, that's too much. The first sister go off?
Yeah, that's just like I've got a sister who's only a year older than me, and she kind of did the rumpy-pumpy one night and ended up pregnant and had her child and named it Miranda Kate. And then I have an older sister who'd already had two children, and they were teenage years, so we didn't think she was having any more. But apparently she said she was going to, if she ever had a girl, was going to name it Miranda Kate, and she wasn't happy.
Oh, big concha on the house. She There's did. Nothing wow. worse than that. Wow. Thanks, Chris. Margo and Burley, have you had some controversy around the names of your children or other children?
Oh, it was a long time ago. My daughter's 26 now, but all my young life I wanted the name Indiana, and I was definitely going to have it. When it came time, it was quite dramatic, but I did. I called her Indiana. And people that I had been going to visit around a surf shop say she was pregnant, and then I'd carried the name forever, and I had Indiana, and I walked past the surf shop, and it's a girl, Indiana. And, I thought, this is my name. And, I work in a medical centre now, and there's heaps of little Indianas I come across, but at the time it was... I felt it was individual, and I thought it just felt funny at the time. Yeah.
It's like that. Like, there is, like, we know there's hundreds of kids out there with the same name, but it's so close to home you think, hang on, this isn't right. That's They've stolen right. it.
Exactly. Hey, Margot Burley, congratulations. You're off to see Paul Kelly. So are we, but you're going on Remembrance Day. Paul Kelly at the River Stage in Brisbane. Tickets on sale now from all the dubs, ticketmaster.com.au. So, Margot of Burley, you've got a couple of tickets there for Paul Kelly at the River Stage, 11 November.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Good morning, Prime Minister. Always great to catch up with you every Thursday. Now, you're in Israel today, but on Tuesday, we love Halloween. Well, we do. Do you? Did you go trick-or-treating?
Well, I do have some American heritage, Sparta.
Ooh.
My mother was a cousin of Angela Lansbury. Not many people know that. So I can never watch Murder, She Wrote. I can never watch Murder, She Wrote without bursting into tears. Not because of the nostalgia. The acting's just awful. So I do observe Halloween. We have a tradition in the Liberal Party where we can dress up as another member of the House. I dressed up as Barnaby Joyce yesterday, and late yesterday afternoon, I smashed my head against a wall to get that booze-soaked, sunburned, crispy chicken effect of Barnaby's face. And I think I pulled it off.
Oh, speaking of Barnaby, Prime Minister, we know that Johnny Depp and Barnaby obviously have had that long-standing dislike for each other. Have we heard from Johnny since Barnaby lost his seat?
Well, I imagine when Johnny comes back to shoot Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't know, 23, there's some dogs down my pantaloons. He may have something to say to Barnaby. I have heard that his people are seeking an apology for Pistol and Boo, given that Barnaby was an ineligible member of the Parliament.
Yes.
Now, I'm a Johnny Depp fan. I mean, I love men that wear lots of mascara and bangles and leather ties and strings around their wrists. It does beg the question, though, when you go to the toilet, how do you get the wrist around? It really does beg the question.
I've always asked that myself, Prime Minister. But after the AW raids last week, we were reminded that, look, at the federal police resources are stretched. That's right, stretched, because 22 police patrol your place at Point Piper.
Come on.
What's going on?
I see the point you're making. And, of course, that's true. because I don't want to live at Kirribilli, the traditional Prime Minister's residence in Sydney. Mm. At 17 rooms, I just find it a little cramped. Now, we need the police to secure the Piper, as Lucy and I call it, the Piper. Now, there's a few down the back keeping an eye on my cark,
yes.
Which is a word I enjoy saying, because you can say it with your mouth open, cark. And we've got a couple of men manning the leaf blower in the driveway, and we use the others as our Uber Eats to pick up the takeaway from down in the Piper. So I think it's all good use of resources.
Yeah. Very quickly on that, if you were to live at Kirribilli, Prime Minister, would you look under the bed?
Would I look under the bed? Of course I would. I'm scared of the dark. I look in the wardrobe before I go to bed. I can't sleep with the cupboards open. I don't know what you're asking me exactly.
Well, just with a prize, yeah, you've had Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard there. I don't know.
Oh,
you...
Anyway, yeah, anyway.
Imagine.
Prime Minister.
What a two-back monster that would be.
Prime Minister, what are you singing today for us, please?
Well, AJ, because yesterday, or because Tuesday was Halloween, I'm singing Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh,
Thriller,
yes.
Thriller night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller, Thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer Thriller tonight. Oh, I'm going to bring it tonight. Before I go,
yes.
I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the OB with Bridge, Spider and AJ at the Crumbin Boat Shed. Thursday, the 9th of November for stand-up. Stand up to domestic violence and then go and get on a paddle boat with the guys and enjoy yourself.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, well, they've left a little early because they've got to go down to the Hunter Valley for the Oztober Garage Session, finishing up Oztober, all things Australian music with a big, big night tonight at Hope Estate Winery with Busby Maru, the local lads, James Rain, legendary James, and the godfather of Australian music, Paul Kelly. That is an awesome lineup. And AJ, Bridge and Spider playing hosts to a bunch of Gold 92.5 listeners. I hope it's all going to go well. They are on the way to their airport, and we're going to talk to them about 15 minutes' time. They caught up with a very funny man, one of Australia's funniest comedians from The Project, and he's got his own show now, Pete Hellyer, the show called Cram.
Well, about time. This could be your chance at the Gold Logie, finally.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Sidekick gig for you,
no.
Peter. This is straight to the top.
This is the whole strategy, basically. I'm going to cram my way to that Gold Logie. Get on board, everyone. Get on board.
We've had a sneak peek at the show. A great idea, Cram, which really all you're trying is to cram as much information in your mind in the shortest possible time and then trying to relay that crammed information.
Absolutely. Everyone's becoming obsessed with these little memory apps in our iPhones and iPads, and this is a TV version of that. It's basically... Yeah, we show you like an animated graphic that goes for about 30, 40 seconds full of all these cramtastic facts and about random topics, Eiffel Tower, sausages, jeans, chocolate, and then you just, you know, have to remember as much as you can. It's anyone can play it, kids, adults. It's a great family entertainment and a lot of fun.
Hey, stuff the apps. I mean, I was the game of memory with cards, and this was the best memory game of all. I went to the shop and I bought a bottle of milk. Remember? And then you go, I went to the shop, I bought a bottle of milk
I went
bread.
To the shop and I bought a bottle of milk and a loaf of bread.
And some lollies.
No, you got to start from the beginning, Peter. I went to the shop and I bought...
I went to the shop and I brought a loaf of bread.
No, you're out. See? Lucky you're the host. Now tell me, do you build anything? Do you give anybody a rose? Do you get married?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
Cook anything?
No, but weirdly, Dave Hughes comes in at the end and buys the set.
Hey, Peter doesn't know I'm going to do this, as in Spider. Spider,
yes.
You brag about an incident you did to Peter Hellyer without him knowing, and I'm going to make you tell him, confess, and own up to what you did to Peter Hellyer a few years ago.
I thought the coffee I had in that studio was a bit weird a few years ago. I fell asleep on the way home.
You were doing... Spider, tell Peter.
Well, years and years ago, Pete, we went I can't remember what movie. It was a movie premiere. And you know how they give you some wine and they give you a few little nibblies at the start? And then we went in to watch the movie and you're sitting in front of me and I was sitting behind you, of course, and I ran out of my wine. So I was able to shuffle my feet in between you and your partner's chair, get your bottle of wine and shuffle my feet back, and I stole your wine and then I shuffled it back, and I remember you picking it up, looking at it, going, I didn't drink all that.
That's the truth.
Yeah. I have a vague recollection of that, actually. That is bizarre. So why didn't you just drink the whole bottle of wine?
Well, no, because I finished mine, so I thought, I've got to finish. I was sitting through this movie or show half sober.
You did finish the bottle of wine that you returned to me.
Yeah, two
bottles of wine. Okay, you didn't return like a half bottle of wine.
No. I gave it back empty.
I was going to say, that seems strange to me. That's the only story I was doubting.
So there you go. So you're the host and you're not on memory, the game Cram, because your memory's bad. You can't even remember drinking the whole bottle of wine.
I can't remember the whole drink of wine. I can't remember getting the bread and the milk.
Oh, looks like a great show, buddy.
Yeah, we look
all
forward to it tonight, Pete. 7:30 on Channel 10. So good luck with it.
It's a fun show, guys. Enjoy.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.